It's still early in the winter season, and though it was a monster, we've had only one major snowstorm so far in the Northeast. But that doesn't stop some of us from dreaming about waking up somewhere warmer and more enticing, such as the landscape Mary McCann evokes in today's bird note.
On a winter morning in Costa Rica, a pair of bay wrens sings a brisk duet just before sunrise. Though the bay wrens stay well hidden in the underbrush, they have all the decibels they need to make themselves known. A breeze wafts in off the Caribbean Sea, less than a mile away, across the tropical lowland forest, fluttering the leaves of a tall giant fig tree hung with flowering bromeliads. Perched in the upper canopy, a small group of keel-billed toucans calls out. Their comically large bills are painted in lime green, turquoise, orange, and magenta. In a nearby tree, purple-throated fruit crows add their voices to the sunrise chorus. The male fruit crows are jet black with reddish-purple throats. Alongside the fruit crows, a huge oriole-like bird pivots upside down and belts out an electrifying series of notes. It's a male Montezuma oropendula with one of the most distinctive voices in the tropics. Finally, a bright-rumped Attila calls from its perch hidden deep in the canopy. The Attila will repeat its maniacal phrases until well after sunrise, reminding us again and again that it's morning in Costa Rica. I'm Mary McCann.
You'll find pictures of these exotically named and feathered songsters at our website, loe.org.